This is GQDN for Friday, September 4th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Labor Day weekend, or Labor Day sales going on. Labor Day weekend sales, yeah, stuff like that. Xbox has got a cloud gaming TV announcement, and there's glitches in StarCraft. But we begin today with the world first champions. Wowhead.com did report that the first Venomous Abyss reactions did happen after Team Liquid. That's right. Team Liquid won the race to world first. We'll get to that in a moment. But the nerd streams were indeed loud. And people just got up out of their seats and just ran all over the place. Because it took quite a few pulls to get the job done. So congratulations to Team Liquid on getting race to world first. But was there a controversy about it? People saw what happened. Echo got the boss down to 1% or just under 2%, 1.97, I believe it was. And then the boss started glitching. Bruiser got up on Reddit and said, quote, Echo claimed Blizzard favor Liquid and only fix bugs for NA region and not to EU. And this is why they lost the race to world first. From Skype, Echo Leader, CEO. How come Liquid never had the bug today that wiped three of our kill tries and killed two people on our kill poll? Did the hotfix give live only US regions like on a colored altar? A Warcraft devs. In a clip in red circles from set two, explode 2 minutes after once. And the circles from set three resolve. This should only happen if they help set three. They never do so. They don't expect to explode. Liquid did not encounter this bug once today. We lost two safe, maybe three kill pulls to it. End quote. Now we're going to get to WoW. We're back to WoW here in a minute. More like Blizzard Games here in a minute. But we do have some other stuff to go over. Two main things here. First one from PC Gamer, and it's an update from Gamescom. And they're saying that the criticism was justified for Gamescom. They apologized for the response to the hardware thefts. And that's where they got up on X. And I'll paraphrase this. Quote, over the past few days, we've received a great deal of criticism for the way we communicated about the theft hardware belonging to several indie developers. That criticism is justified. Our first response did not strike the right one, and it did not show the people affected by the empathy they deserved. We are sorry. End quote. Now, Gamescom also said that they were moved by and they're grateful for the support for the affected exhibitors. However, the generosity did not. Further quote, because it said, believe us, as the organizers of our own responsibility to work together with our exhibitors and partners to create the best possible environment for everyone. We are therefore committed by jointly reviewing and further improving security. End quote. But was that enough? And that's the question that these companies are probably asking. Further quote, our commitment has always been to keep making Gamescom better, together with the community, not just things go well. That's what they said on X. So that's Gamescom. But if you have an Xbox, well, you might be able to stream your games on smart TVs, because via purexbox.com, if you have a cloud gaming on your smart TV, then you might be able to play your games on the TV. Because Xbox has partnered with TCL, and that'll bring the Xbox app to smart TVs in a few months. Because that's exactly what Xbox Wire did say up on X. And some people were commenting after that. Adam GX did say, quote, "What is it good for if I only have 15 hours a month for cloud gaming?" End quote. John said, quote, "You're really going to post this after capping cloud gaming?" End quote. They're saying that because 24 hours ago, Xbox is be putting time limits on the Xbox cloud gaming for Xbox Game Pass members. And today they say that TCL is partnering with them. Interesting. But that is that. Now we get back to World of Warcraft. Because China has disqualified 24,000 characters from the end of season rewards. Once again, back to WoWhead. Because World of Warcraft is cracking down on pirated sales, and the China World of Warcraft operations team disqualified 21,000 characters from PvP, and another 3,000 people or characters in Mythic Plus. And they're receiving the end of season awards in Midnight Season 1. The affected players will receive suspensions and forfeit awards across the entire account. And that's according to PC Gamer interview with senior game director Ian Hisakostas. And Blizzard is still reviewing the top 1% Mythic runs for paid boosts and will soon share the results with the community. Here's the blue post translated, and I'm only doing the first paragraph. Quote, "In accordance with the Midnight Special Enforcement announcement on the in-game violations, in order to uphold spirit of competition and fairness in Azeroth, the World of Warcraft China operations team will take disciplinary action against players who undermine the competitive integrity during Midnight Season 1 PvP in PvE through account sharing, including piloting and boosting, although rating manipulation and other prohibited activities. Their high-ranking seasonal rewards will also be revoked or canceled." And they are canceled. But now we go to a little bit of BlizzCon, StarCraft being the game. WoWhead said that the StarCraft website had some glitching effects with a hidden message. And the WoWhead site did ask, could this be a teaser to BlizzCon? Well, we'll see what happens there. As we know that BlizzCon's coming in 2 weeks. And if you heard last weekend's show with myself, Medros, and Gulvin, we gave our thoughts on what would happen or what could happen. So could StarCraft be coming out with something new? We'll see. But it won't be here. Nintendo has announced 2 directs for next week, for September 8th and 9th. NintendoLife.com has given that. And on the 8th will be the Legend of Zelda 40th Anniversary Direct. That'll be 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And the Nintendo Direct will be the next day at the same time. So we will have all the news from there on those days. Yes, we will. Right here on the podcast. What could be on there? Well, Zelda, you know, we'll have some news because that's the first day. But we shall see what happens. We're going to stick with Nintendo because GamesRadar.com says that Nintendo has some Labor Day deals. Yes, they do. They got some accessories from 99 cents. Best Buy's got $130 off of renewed handhelds. Walmart's got some games from $4. In fact, some of the games that are on sale are Amazon Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D Remake, Kirby Air Riders, once again on Amazon, and Super Mario Odyssey. That's at Walmart. Of course, some of the accessories are also on sale there as well. Controllers, travel cases, all different stuff. Good stuff. But this was kind of a WoW show, so why not end it with WoW? And some good stuff too. Back to WoWhead. The WoW Rufus Pack raised more than $1.3 million for Habitat for Humanity. And that dog is in both WoW and WoW Classic. Here's the blue post. Quote, earlier this year, players adopted Rufus through the Rufus Pack promotion in support for Habitat for Humanity. The cheerful builder, Rufus, joined players across modern World of Warcraft and WoW Classic progression realms as an in-game companion pet linked to a real-world cause. And PAL housing decor item helped make players' house feel like a little more like home. During the promotion, Blizzard donated 100% of the purchase price of the Rufus pack to Habitat for Humanity. Thank you everyone who adopted Rufus, shared the promotion, or helped spread the word. Your support raised more than $1.3 million for Habitat for Humanity. We're also grateful to Blizzard and WoW team members who volunteered with Habitat for Humanity in Altadena, California, helping build homes for families impacted by the fires. If you want to know more about Habitat for Humanity, go check out habitat.org. Excellent, excellent stuff. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We're not live tomorrow. No, we're not. But you can go check out twitch.tv/Dawnforge for all the past broadcasts. And in 2 weeks is BlizzCon. Myself and maybe some others will be with me for the show. But we will be back Monday. Because this has been a Dawnforge production, 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you Monday. So until then, go play some video games, people.